Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Tell Eddie Golden best wishes from the Castlebar Route 66, lads. Eddie raises funds for Temple Street Hospital for many years by biking on Route 66. Wonderful road captain and all around great guy, says Fintan. I got a taxi home yesterday because I was over at the Cove Park, and it was a guy called Barry. Was that his first name or second name? Anyway, he had done Route 66 as well. And the reason it came up was that he said he was on, I think it's Friends in Low Places Boulevard. It was a street in Oklahoma named after one of Garth Brooks' songs. So there. One pot wonder, beef stew, all kinds of veg and potatoes and soup out of same pot magic, says Patricia in Moneygall. Which brings us nicely on to our next guest. Chef Mark Moriarty has been travelling around Ireland helping to showcase some of the best restaurant talents in Ireland in the programme Beyond the Menu. It's on RTE1 TV. The latest episode is on tomorrow night at 8:30 and features Turkey chef Ahmet Dede, who has won 2 Michelin stars in his career, which is far from over. And he has a restaurant down in Baltimore called Dede after himself. Both Mark and Ahmet join us now. Mark is down the corridor in Abood. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm good, Ryan. You?
Good to talk to you. And Ahmet is in our Cork studio. How are you doing, Ahmet?
I'm good, Ryan. How are you doing?
Good. How long does it take you to get up from Baltimore?
It's 2 hours. Just about 2 hours.
See,
it's not bad.
It's Cork is so vast, isn't it? As
it
a
is,
county.
Yeah.
What about one pot wonders, lads? They're below you as chefs because you're fine dining. You don't do one pot wonders, do you? Have you got one, Mark, a one pot wonder that you go back to?
Yeah, I think beef stew or anything stew. Where I don't have to clean up too much. That's kind of what I eat at home. Yeah.
Oh, is it? Right. What about you, Ahmet? Have you got
the same? Yeah. Everybody thinks we cook lots of different type of food at home, but it always goes in the one pot, whatever is in the fridge, you know?
Yeah. It's like a busman's holiday, isn't it? Cooking for people. Enough of that fancy stuff. I'm not going to be foraging for dinner tonight.
No.
Listen, Ahmet, you're originally from Ankara in Turkey, is that it?
Yeah, that's it, yeah, capital of Turkey.
And how long are you in Ireland?
I moved here in 2009, so it's just over 10 years.
Right. Now, things could have been different for you. It wasn't always going to be a professional chef, was it?
No, I decided to become a chef when I moved to Ireland.
Right.
Yeah, when I was 25, so it's quite a late age to start the
How did it happen?
It's just happened, like it's a coincidence. I was looking to build a career and I just walk in the first building where you look for jobs and stuff, and then I find this brochure and it just says there's a fast-paced course in Fáilte Island in Dublin, Amin Street, and I apply and then they take me in after 16 weeks. That's my career started.
Right.
More or less, yeah.
You obviously showed a talent.
Yeah, I suppose I had the talent, I just didn't know until I was 25, 26, you know.
And is there any cooking in the back? Is there any chefing or restauranting in your family?
Yeah, my uncle is a restaurant on the tourist side in the seaside in a place called Kuşadası. So I worked there summer holidays, but I never work in the kitchen. I would have a little bit carrying plates and making coffees and cocktails and all that stuff. But
yeah.
I never thought I would become a chef, never mind the Michelin star. But
right, and your mother was a good home.
Yeah, she was. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
She made a thing called mantis. What are is it? M-A-N-T-I-S. I've never heard of those before.
You got that right. Yeah, it's they're delicious. They're just very fiddly, very very detailed job. It's basically a pasta dough. You roll it by hand.
Yeah,
and in a very skinny rolling pin, you open really paper thin. You cut little squares, and then you fill with filling. You make with mince, onions, garlic, spices, herbs.
So it's like a ravioli, is it?
Yeah, but it's all very tiny. The smaller you make, the meaning has it. Like when someone come to your home, eat those things. The smaller you make, it shows that you show lots of care and love for the person you cook.
Because it's more fidgety.
Yeah.
Because it takes more effort to make them smaller.
Exactly.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you might send them off starving, but at least they know that they love you and respect you.
Exactly. Because if they are big, you know the person who makes for you. You know they don't want you too much at home. You know?
Mine were huge.
Mark, this is a sort of a Beyond the Menu. You showed us how to cook in the past. And I really enjoy those programs because you have a way about you.
Very good.
And you have a presence on the telly. Not everybody does. So in this program, you're sort of meeting people like Ahmet and seeing highlighting the talent we have in the kitchen around the country.
Yeah, and it's completely different. I mean, I think we're showcasing the person as much as what they actually do. Mm. I mean, there's no shortage of food and restaurants in the show and you see it all, but that speaks for itself. What we really tried to capture in this series is the personality behind the people cooking and why they do it. And look, yeah, it's a notoriously tough job with long hours, but it's also extremely rewarding. And it's getting behind the mindset of not only why they do it, but they're like, look at Ahmet. He's one of the very few Michelin-starred chefs in the world. And there, I always see it as people, sort of high-performance people. And I think that's why it's relevant, this show, for everyone, because it doesn't matter what job you're doing. If you're at the top of your game, the mindset is the same. And people like Ahmet and everyone else in the series showcase that.
Yeah. What's your story? Remind us of your story.
Yeah, I started cooking when I was 15. I went into kitchens. I was in transition year in school. I used to love watching the likes of Heston Blumenthal and Gordon Ramsay on TV. And I sat down and wrote a handwritten letter and sent it off to 15 different restaurants in Ireland. And they took me in for work experience. I went to Derry Clark, Kevin Thornton, Nev Maguire. Now, very rose-tinted
all
view. All the greats, all the hits. And stood on the pass and ate food and said, this is the job for me. Yeah, no, I got a rude awakening when I started working in professional
for
kitchens.
Real.
For
yeah.
real.
Yeah.
But I stuck with it. And I love it. And people like Ahmet love it. And this show is about showcasing what a great job it is.
Turkey to Baltimore. The population of Turkey is, I looked at it last year, 84 million, right?
It's keep rising each year.
Yes, and I think Baltimore is about 800.
So,
and of course, you know, you're at one extremity of Europe and then Baltimore's at the other extremity. So you probably couldn't have got further away. And yet you fell in love with West Cork. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, I moved West Cork, Baltimore 2017 in March. I used to live in Dublin, and I used to work where Mark was sous chef, called Greenhouse, amazing two Michelin star restaurant was, and then I wanted for a change, and this small restaurant come along in a fishing village called Baltimore. I didn't even know where was Baltimore, and then they were looking for a head chef. I apply, I came, and then I look at the village. I stay a couple of days, and then that was a seasonal job. I spent first year, it was amazing, and then we get the Michelin star following year on 2018. In that restaurant, and then it's just each year build up the community, the people. It's not just the location, but the people of West Cork. It's just amazing, the welcoming, the friendly. It reminds me a little bit of home, you know.
I know, but it's a two way thing.
It is, yeah.
You know, they like you, you like them, and and you go foraging there. You're known as the wild chef locally. Look at him; he's off out into the clips again, collecting seaweed and rock samphire and sea lettuce. Yeah,
yeah,
and. Because I didn't realise that there's all of these things there. Just like, how many varieties of edible things would you get on the cliffs?
So much, like a list from 10 to 15 different sea herbs, plants and all that stuff. And then when you go into sea, there's like around over 10 different seaweed is edible, and which is really tasty stuff, really beautiful. Mark knows, like we use as chefs, not just living in West Cork, but a lot of chefs are worldwide using these ingredients.
Yes.
But it's just on our doorsteps.
That's what I was going to say. You have it on your doorstep. And you know that expression, you have to kiss a lot of frogs before you meet your prince. Because I see it all the time. Maybe they don't show the times when you pick something off the ground, off a rock, and you put it in your mouth and you sort of grimace. Does that obviously happens as well, does it?
It does, yeah. We did it with Mark as well, I can tell you.
Go on, Mark.
There's plenty of stuff. And I'm not as experienced as Ahmet now in the foraging, but... you can turn down the wrong path with some of this stuff, and it is trendy, but when it's in the right hands of someone like Ahmet, where you're actually, you need a dish might need a little bit of salt or something, and then you find something salty that's for free, like a seaweed, it makes sense, as opposed to just doing it for the sake of indifferent.
The other phrase I came across in reading an interview was egg menemen, is it?
Yeah, the menemen is a breakfast dish.
what is that? I've never heard of it before.
So this dish become a very popular dish in Baltimore because obviously last year COVID hit, pandemic, we couldn't open the restaurant. So I tried so many different concepts. I was doing breakfast in the morning and then dinner in the evening. Mm. So we say, okay, we're going to do Turkish breakfast. And then it's basically fried onions, fried beautiful hand chopped lamb and beef mint. But you chop it really fine, and then you fry it together with the onions, and then fresh tomatoes, just blanched and peeled and chopped it, goes in it. And then when it's just the juice is reduced, you crack a couple of eggs and you poach the eggs in it. And then when the eggs are poached, you finish it with cumin, paprika, chili, and a little bit of grated cheese and a sourdough bread on the side with a butter.
Stop.
So that's the dish called Menemen. It's beautiful.
It is. Your description is beautiful. Wow. That's everything I like there. That's delicious. Sounds delicious. Yeah. It sounds like it's a bit complicated though. You wouldn't be doing it every day at home. So Mark, where is it at? And I know you're not a spokesperson for the restaurant industry or the hospitality industry, but where is it at? Because everything was open and now things are looking a little bit more uncertain. And how are people in the industry?
Yeah, it's been constantly uncertain for the last 2 years, and I think people are absolutely on edge. I mean, there's no point dancing around that fact. It is an industry that doesn't lend itself to the current restrictions. It's also an industry that's now struggled with the people leaving the country in the last 2 years that would have worked like day to day in restaurants. Mm. And there's a staff shortage, I think. Amit will tell you, but I think the industry has to look at itself in some respects. But it's also a fact of the matter here in Ireland. Like, there's so much more opportunity, whereas before, chefing was maybe a job that you went into when there was nothing else going on, maybe in the 70s, 80s, early 90s. Now kids are coming out of college and they can do whatever they want. So it's up to us as a hospitality industry to be able to showcase, well, what are we offering? Why the job is good, and how we can offer people brilliant places to work where they can earn good money. And it's a creative industry, and we're really good at that in Ireland. And the best thing is, look, you get ingredients that come in the kitchen door first thing in the morning, and you have turned them into a finished result by lunchtime. And that, for me, is why I have that kind of addictive streak in it, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Same.
Like, watch it tomorrow night. Now, you may not learn too much about cooking, but you'll be drooling. Make sure you leave your dinner till after it. That's my suggestion, because you'll be starved. Because there's lobster kebabs, and there's that lovely chunk of cod on the barbecue. It's delicious. Like, it looks delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Beyond the Menu tomorrow night, 8:30, RTÉ 1, and you will see Mark Moriarty down in Baltimore. And Amit Dede will invite him into his restaurant and feed him up. You've the best job in the world, Mark.
I have the best job. What a summer.
Right. Great talking to you, lads. Thanks, Mark.
Cheers, Ray.
Thanks, Amit.
Thank you.
Cheers, Ray. Bye, bye, bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTÉ Radio 1.